Don't read much about the royals. There's a woman I follow on Instagram who's really cool in Melbourne, and she actually does constant Insta stories about the Royal Watch.
Wow.
Like, debating whether the new idea got the facts right or not. And I'm like, dude, you might need a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, there's charities that could do with your voluntary help, like your time. What are you doing?
Better ways to motivate yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
To use your time better.
This is how I react normally.
My mum's right into the royal family too, so I know.
But she's retired and she's a grandma. That's okay.
She's done her dust.
Fine.
I'm just
exactly
on royal watch now.
Exactly. I don't get royal watch, but anyway, something very amusing popped up yesterday regarding Meghan Markle.
Oh,
she's
Princess Meghan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Princess Meghan.
Yeah.
Hollywood superstar.
Yeah.
And everyone's like querying whether she's like legit or just acting. All these things, but mostly just adoring her.
Well, she could be a really good actor.
Yeah, no, come on. Let's just go with authentic, and she loves someone, and she married them. But, you know,
she fits in with the royal family because they're all really good actors as well.
She's got that shocking history of being a married and then divorced woman.
Bum, bum, bum.
Hey, sister, high five. Well, her dad, he's quite the treat, isn't he? He didn't come to the actual royal wedding because there was some drama from the debacle.
Thomas, is it Tom Markle?
Yeah,
Thomas.
Sounds like a real winner. So, bit of a shame for Meghan, though, that he didn't come along, that he has to behave like this. But he's come out and started talking about her first wedding, which lasted, well, her first marriage as well, which lasted 2 years. It ended in divorce, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, these things happen.
Thomas Markle has come out and talked about the fact that at her first wedding, her and her husband, who were both in university at the time, handed out party bags of marijuana on the day of their nuptials in Jamaica.
Hang on, like what, your goodie bag that you take home?
You know, it's like beating those sugared almonds, Banksy, handing out little baggies of pot.
Yes, we cannabis, I guess. Oh, they were in Jamaica, were they?
Yeah, but of course that takes a headline, and he says, oh, it's illegal, but not a big deal in Jamaica. It's actually no biggie, but I'll put it out there for the world media.
She suddenly became cultural?
Yeah. She suddenly became the normal university student. Of course that's a university student idea, isn't it? They're just like, living your best life,
of
aren't
course.
We the coolest? And apparently he even shared a photo of her in a yellow polka dot bikini with a trucker hat, appearing to play beer pong. Like, I'm liking her past even more.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle, the rock god.
The rock god it is. I wonder, though, if this is what she's handing out for, like, in the first wedding, what's she handing out to the royal family this Christmas?
Well, you know how it starts, Banksy. Gateway drugs. Many years ago, she started with Rumbles as a kid at Christmas time. Then she's done baggies of pot at her first marriage. This year, I believe, meth labs. Her gift of choice to the royal family was Secret Santa.
I love that she's in a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Like not a meth rock and a hard place, but a rock and a hard place.
Crystal.
Yes, she needs to, like, come out and admit to the world and the royal family that, yes, you know, I did this as part of my past. Or she could just get a baggie and smoke it up and forget it all. Either way, she does run the risk of being stoned.
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast.